If you felt like this summer was hotter than usual, you're not wrong. So far in 2019, there have been 55 days above 90 degrees in D.C. That's 3 full weeks more than the historical average. As WAMU environment reporter Jacob Fenston tells us, climate change is making the region not just hotter, but also wetter.
Hundreds of times a year, high tide on the Potomac River pushes water into the streets. This isn't some sci-fi future scenario. This is Old Town Alexandria in 2019.
Everyone down here is very casual when it comes to flooding. You know, there'll be a foot and a half of water. Cars will be parked in it, you know, up halfway up their door.
Trey Lamond owns the restaurant Chadwick's. It's about half a block from the river. Last September, the rainiest on record, the street outside flooded 30 times in 1 month. It caused a big slowdown in business.
The previous September, we did tens of thousands of dollars in sales more.
Since humans began burning fossil fuels, the Earth's temperature has gone up about 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit. In the years since Alexandria was founded in 1749, sea level on the Potomac River has risen 1 foot. In addition to nuisance flooding, a higher sea level means more severe flooding during a big storm. In 2003, Hurricane Isabel brought 4 feet of water into Chadwick's.
They had to gut the whole first floor.
There are three main ways climate change is impacting the region. In D.C., the district government hired a group of climate scientists to study the local impacts. They found
it's going to be warmer, it's going to be wetter, and it's going to be wilder.
Kate Johnson with the District Department of Energy and Environment, taking these W's one at a time. First, wetter. Even though D.C. isn't on the ocean, both the Potomac and Anacostia are influenced by the ocean's tides and sea level. And
we're seeing sea level rise rates that are faster than the rest of the globe.
At the same time the water is rising, the land in the Chesapeake Bay region is sinking, a geologic phenomenon called subsidence. The combined effect of rising water and sinking land is that sea level is increasing here at twice the global rate. The next W, wilder, means we'll see wild weather more often.
Coastal storms like hurricanes and nor'easters, or a lot of D.C. residents will remember the derecho from a few years ago.
By the year 2050, what was once considered a 100-year storm could be a 25-year storm. And finally, perhaps the most obvious W, warmer. By 2080, there could be 2 or 3 times as many heat emergency days when heat and humidity combine to make it feel like 95 degrees.
Going from, you know, about 20 days today to really an entire summer that starts to look like a heat emergency.
In Alexandria, the city's planning a project to address the flooding along the waterfront.
Tony, good to meet you.
I met Tony Gammon with Alexandria's Department of Project Implementation at a park at the foot of King Street. It's near where the city plans to build a new seawall. It will raise the shoreline 2 to 3 feet above where it is now. But this is only enough to protect against today's 10-year storm, and it doesn't account for a rising Potomac.
At the time a lot of study was done, it's been several years, it wasn't as a topic on the forefront.
More on the forefront during the planning process was aesthetics. Would the seawall block the river view? Gammon says planners are now looking at ways the barrier could be added onto in the coming decades. Restaurant owner Trey Lamond says he's looking forward to relief from the regular flooding, but
I just hope we keep up with climate change and we don't set ourselves up for, you know, looking like a bunch of yokels because we fixed a decades-old problem and didn't plan for the future.
We don't know how much sea level will rise or how quickly. It depends not only on how much carbon we emit, but on how quickly glaciers and ice sheets melt. But by 2100, the rivers could easily rise another 6 feet or more. That would put Alexandria's yet-to-be-built seawall underwater. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.